This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas, everybody. Welcome to another edition, another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennen. Steve Hallstrom is riding shotgun today, and our next guest is Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday. Well, not every Friday, but a lot of Fridays we get a chance to talk with Senator Kevin Cramer, and there's no shortage of things to talk about after a busy finish to the year, and we welcome Kevin back to the program. Hello, sir. How are you?
Well, thanks, Scott. I'm doing well. And wow, Steve Hallstrom in the saddle. I love it. I think this is great. I don't get to work with Steve often enough anymore, so I appreciate that.
All the good people were taken, Kevin. So they called on me.
Management sucks sometimes, Steve. It was interesting this week, with the storm coming bearing down on the Midwest and on Washington D.C. And I sold my Jeep on. It was either Monday or Tuesday. I said, you better start cutting people loose and letting them go. If they plan to go home, let them go early. If we end up here all by ourselves, we can handle it. And, that's just the way you got to do it, especially when you have a bunch of good, talented, hardworking people like you guys have. I know you got to step in and let them have a little
that's
time.
Right.
And I don't even know if that's what's going on, but I suspect that's part of the issue.
100%.
Yeah. We cut them loose today. Cut them loose, and even with that, travel's tough here, as I'm sure you heard.
Yeah. Well, have I heard? Do I know it? In fact, let's see, a week ago today, two weeks ago Monday, I think it was, I my travels to Washington. I ended up spending the night in Minneapolis. Fortunately, I was able to get a room at the Intercontinental there at the airport. Wednesday of this week, after voting against moving forward with the awful bus or omnibus, whatever you want to call it, I jumped on an airplane to get back to Rochester, where I am right now at Mayo Clinic with my son. But knowing that it might get difficult if I didn't get there quickly, got out of Washington, delayed a little bit, but on Wednesday, only to spend the night in Minneapolis Airport again on Wednesday night before jumping on the shuttle and getting down here to be with Chris and Abel before surgery. So, but what's interesting is just, talking to the staff here at what is, arguably the greatest hospital in America. They're now dealing, of course, in the middle of this blizzard, with getting people in and getting people out and staffing and all of that. And we just try to be an encouragement to them as they've been to us.
Yeah, incredible. I like that line, awful bus. I wish I would have heard that sooner. It leading up to this thing, maybe would have peeled off a few of the yes votes, so the thing could have stalled out. But obviously with every Democrat supporting it, that would have been a little bit challenging. 18 of your colleagues voted for it. What do you make of that? Why would a Republican support this?
Well, just because I think in many cases, Scott, depends on where you're from, what state you represent, what your constituents want. We all work for somebody. And then, frankly, there's lots of reasons to vote for it. It's just that there are as many, at least, reasons not to. And so that's what it comes down to most of the time. You're looking at something that's $1.7 trillion or $1.645 or whatever it is, roughly that. And you see how over-encompassing it is, all-encompassing it is. And you put the plus column and the negative column together. And the reason I voted against advancing the measure was – and why I've spoken out against it for weeks, even months. I mean, since September 30th, we knew we were headed here. In fact, I might just add this little this little management tidbit in, guys. A year ago, when the Senate schedule came out, this week was on the Senate schedule. Now, why did Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin put the last 2 weeks before Christmas on the calendar, except that they want to have us here? So this is a strategy of the left. And what they do when they do all of that, when they put everything, when I say everything, I mean, remember, we're supposed to do 12 separate appropriations bills. In other words, I can vote for the defense appropriations bill. I might want to vote for the military construction veteran affairs bill. I might vote against the education, bill if I'm not, if it's not the way I wanted. And so you have as whether you're conservative or liberal, every member has the opportunity to put their mark on every part of the 12 facets of appropriations. But when you take all of that and throw it into one giant bill, obviously now you're confronted with, okay, this is the biggest, this is a big pay raise for our military men and women. There's some good things for veterans in it. There might be some other nuggets there that you really like that are important. And then you start looking at the other side of the column, and it's really unfair to the American public. First of all, because the first problem with it is the whole thing is negotiated in secret. Did you know, you guys, there were a grand total of zero hearings on appropriations? Zero. That means Pat Leahy, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, who's now retiring in a few days, never held or called for a single hearing or meeting that the public could watch on C-SPAN, that they could attend, that witnesses could testify at.
Okay, so the Republican ranking member is Shelby. Why does he put up with that?
Well, put up is the right word, because there's not a lot you can do, quite honestly, as a minority member. Now, that said, Richard Shelby is also retiring. And I think this is a grand opportunity, and we always have grand opportunities and come up short, but for new leadership to demand something different. And I'll just say this, the Democrats are very frustrated by this as well. And to varying degrees, this happened under Republican leadership as well. Not nearly as bad as this year's was. The severity, the complete disrespect for transparency was so gross this year. But one of the sad things about that, Scott, is in a government that is all Democratic run, but where they still need 60 votes to pass an appropriations bill in the Senate, there's still opportunity for collaboration, and there should be, and you should have votes on amendments and allow votes on amendments bill by bill, and you have to spend a lot of time on the Senate floor doing those things, as you know, because of our archaic rules. It requires days and hours and days and sometimes even weeks to work on one bill. But if the American public can watch it, you might vote the same, or you may not, but at least you're not forced to just sort of make stuff up, or you're not in a situation where you have to defend a bill you're clearly never going to read. I mean, this bill was 4,155 pages. I've stated that number. I was on the Larry Kudlow show this week, and I stated that number several times because I think it's important for people to understand. Nobody, I mean, no human being with the biggest staff in the world is going to read 4,155 pages. So I guess my point being that this has just become sort of standard fare. There was and I commend this to people who are really interested in how we got here. There's a really good piece in the Washington Post. I think it was maybe over the weekend, last weekend or Monday, something like that, by Paul Kane. And you guys might know Paul Kane. He's been around quite a while. He covers Congress. I don't know Paul super well, but he's talked to me a number of times. He gives a history lesson on how we got to this point where somehow we could be confined to a deal that is negotiated by four people in secret. But I want to get back to my point about, had we had the more open process, this omnibus is arguably, for Republicans versus Democrats, if you're going to look at it strictly from an ideological standpoint, was the first time in years that defense got a higher budget than non-defense. And, there's been this tradition of parity where a long time ago, Democrats insisted that for every dollar more in defense spending on a discretionary budget, a dollar has to go to non-defense discretionary. So that means if you want to defend the country and the world the way we expect to, and that allows us to remain the superpower, not China or Russia or some other bad guys, you end up negotiating a lot of things you don't like. That's bad enough. This year we actually defeated them on that point because we did flex our muscles, because we did say there's no way you're going to get 10 Republicans if you add to this nonsense. So let's say you have a reasonable argument, and I think there's a reasonable argument. So this is one of the more successful, maybe the most successful, I would call it the least bad, not the best, but the least bad omnibus ever. It's still clouded by the fact that nobody knows what's in the damn thing. So it's hard to brag about something that, you know, that nobody knows what's in it. That's why, again, I guess get back, and Steve, you know, I know how strongly you feel about this, to transparency, regular order. There's a reason this institution set up the way it is. And my hope is that it'll be better next year, but I'm not overly optimistic given who's still in charge.
Regular order would include when the fiscal year of the federal government ends in September, you have something to fund it rather than, as you said, planning this and having the push of Christmas to say, hey, better vote for this or you're going to be here for Christmas. And, you know, nobody's going to stay there through Christmas. So
And we're not going to fund the military unless you vote for the big thing.
Hang that over your head. More with Senator Kramer coming up, folks. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On your mind, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Have you switched yet? When you look at your bill from Verizon, and you think, okay, I'm giving a lot of money to groups that don't like me so much, a company that is not exactly in the camp of sharing my values. Maybe you'll think about Patriot Mobile and a company that not only shares your values, actually does something about it and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life. Our veteran and first responder heroes, they're great. Call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. During the break, Texter says, why would South Dakota senators vote for it? I get why Thune would vote for it, because he's in the majority and obviously probably doesn't have much chance. But I was thinking Mike Rounds might have some political challenges from it. I mean, people were so mad here. They're like, you know, when they ask, okay, how are Kramer and Hoeven going to vote? No. Well, that's not enough. Besides voting no, what can you do? I mean, stand up, jump up and down, and, you know, scream and holler. I don't know what. But a lot of people have contrasted South Dakota senators with you and Senator Hoeven on this. Specific question here is why would South Dakota vote for it? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so you're right in Senator Thune's position as the whip. I mean, his job is to whip the votes and get votes. And he is a little more confined to sort of the leadership role, because there's this theory, and I'm not telling you I adhere to it. There's a lot of times when leadership will save members from themselves, and there's appropriate times for that. And when you're in leadership, you do have a different constituency. In fact, remember, Senator Thune became a United States Senator by beating the former, not minority, but majority leader of the United States Senate, in Tom Daschle, because Tom Daschle had sort of, and I don't want to say he took his eye off the ball or ignored his constituents in South Dakota, but what does happen is you do have a different set of constituents. You have more of a national constituency through your various members. And you end up negotiating the best deal you can get, while it might not be a good one. And so there's just a lot more, I would just say, leadership responsibility there. And Senator, I think, does it very well. And 71% of the South Dakotans in the most recent election thought so as well. So you do have a bigger picture. In the case of Mike, and I'm not going to speak for Mike. Obviously, you could talk to Mike. I could certainly get him on the show sometime. But Mike, like I am, Mike is on this Senate Armed Services Committee. We worked our butts off as two senators from the Dakotans. We were just together the other day, Wednesday morning it was, in the SCIF, getting our second classified briefing of the week on all things China and Fufang. And Mike has a major Air Force base in South Dakota, as you know, as I do. As you also know, South Dakota, that base is in line to getting the brand new, just recently revealed B-21 bomber. A critical asset in the future of war fighting in America. And so I'm not speaking for him, but my sense is that he probably weighed the benefits, particularly to our military. And I think, by the way, this is a very good pay raise by comparison to historical comparison. It's not very good by comparison to by inflation, but it's still a very important raise for our airmen and soldiers and Marines, sailors and guardians. But so there are reasons to be for it. For me, I've just put my foot down a couple of years ago and just said, I'm not going to facilitate this process any longer. The process matters. And at some point, we have to bring discipline back into the institution of Congress. So, again, not speaking for Mike, but those would be some possible thoughts that I would have on Mike.
I mean, your position, adopted by others, is the only way this will change, right? I mean, somebody's got to say, enough votes got to be like, no, we're not doing this. It's September, and it's regular order. Otherwise, we're not doing it. It's going to take that. Todd has a question for you. Todd, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, I'm a service-connected vet, long-life Republican, and I'm not a fan of you whatsoever. You have supported Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell came straight up and said America is not his priority. The 51st state, Ukraine, is his priority. We have no business in Ukraine whatsoever. This Zelensky is closer to Stalin than a Reagan. And it's time that you people put us Americans first. This is an appalling thing that any Republican would vote for this on this bill. Are you kidding me? Not one penny goes to our border at all. But we've got money and millions for other people's borders. I am sick and tired of you, Kramer. I am tired of it. You side with Mitch McConnell, that is the problem we've got in this country. It's senators like you. Stand up for us Americans. Us, not Ukraine. Us.
All right. I'll give Senator Kramer a chance to respond to that.
Well, I think first thing, I think he's confused. I voted against proceeding to this measure. And by the way, the only vote that matters in a deal like this is a yes vote, because without 60 votes, you can't advance, and nor can you pass an appropriation. So the only people that voted, and by the way, Mitch McConnell, if he could show me where Mitch McConnell said, I don't care about the United States people of America, they're not my highest priority, Ukraine is, I'd like to see it, because I've
I think that I heard it, but I think that was pulled out of context when he was talking about, you know, our biggest threats were China and Russia, and that's why our priority right now is what's happening in Ukraine. That's how I took it. I didn't take it as, you know, America's not my top priority. But
I appreciate that.
I saw it somewhere, and it's easy to take out of context if you have, you know, that one sliver of that pulled out.
Yeah. Or if you head up an organization that benefits from driving wedges between conservatives, so you can raise a lot more money. And I've been the subject of a lot of that stuff. But I've also learned to go well beyond that and dig a little bit deeper. With regard to Mitch McConnell, interestingly, or if you were to look at this week's clips, and I don't expect you to, but all the stories that I'm quoted in, there's actually one, I think it might have been political, where I said, they said, well, how do you feel about voting against support for Ukraine if you're voting no on the omnibus? Aren't you voting against Ukrainian support? And I said, they put it in the context of Zelensky speaking to Congress, with him coming to Washington, aren't you telling him you no longer support Ukraine if you vote for this? And I said, it's not about whether I support Ukraine. What it's about is that I have to put Americans first, the people I work for first, not the people he works for first. And again, that's not a statement about Ukraine as much as it is about what is a priority. He also raises, and I think this is pretty common by people who sort of draw the line, as he said, granted, he hates me, I understand that, but by the way, thank you for your service, and boy, did we get some nice victories for veterans in this bill, even though I voted against it. There are some big victories, but...
Finish that thought on the other side of the break, and then David has a comment as well after a short time out. We're in the Freedom Matters USA studios today on the What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Kramer with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall as the blizzard warning continues and travel not advised in our region. Be very careful out there on the roads. We head into Christmas. You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
USA News Update. The American people are now on the hook for the massive $1.7 trillion pork-filled budget through September of 2023. The Senate passed the government funding bill 68-29 on Thursday, sending the measure to the House. A New York federal judge granted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried bail while he awaits trial for 8 federal criminal charges related to the crypto investment collapse. Two of his top executives, Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, pled guilty Wednesday to various criminal charges and are cooperating with federal authorities. It's being reported Sam is under house arrest and will move into his parents' home in California as they posted bail for their son. He's due back in court January 3rd. Sam on ABC News.
If I had been spending an hour a day thinking about risk management on FTX, I don't think that would have happened. Honestly, if I look back on myself, I think I got a little cocky.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, oh, come to Bethlehem.
Back in What's on Your Mind, brought to you by MyPillow. Don't forget, last-minute Christmas shopping is so easy. Go to MyPillow.com. Browse the slippers, the robes, the sheets. You can find all kinds of things. And I'm telling you, all you have to do is print out the little picture there and say, guess what's coming on the way? Your Christmas shopping is done right there. MyPillow.com. Just remember to use the promo code Scott. My coffee is getting rave reviews. Incredible amount of great customer feedback from that. And that's a new product. You find that at MyStore.com. And same thing there with the promo code, mystore.com, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back with Senator Cramer and your response, I guess, to the caller related to Mitch McConnell and the awful bus that you voted against.
By the way, I want to make sure we coin that really firmly because I'd never heard it before. It just sort of rolled off my tongue when I was talking to you. I kept thinking how awful it was. I thought, sounds a lot like an awful bus. That's not to say somebody else hasn't said it, but I've never heard it. Okay, so I think his name was Todd because he raised a number of points that I think are valid, and I think they probably are reflective of a lot of people's anger. And so the Mitch McConnell thought or quote or a sentiment, at least, about the priority of Ukraine. Because he also brought up a little earlier in that our borders, you know, wide open, but we're worried about other people's borders, which is another common concern because maybe it's not obvious, but anybody that watches even a little bit of C-SPAN or pays attention to the Washington, D.C. news or the news on Congress knows that I don't think there's a single Republican that I've met, certainly not that I serve in the Senate, that isn't appalled at what's going on at the southern border. There's multiple bills about it that we may try to make some amendments to this bill about, knowing, of course, they'd never pass. It's a constant on TV and television and the media. That is a very, very high priority, and it's appalling, and we keep doing what we can do. But it's not quite as simple as just binary choices to say, okay, our border's open, therefore you shouldn't fund other priorities that have bipartisan support. A World War III would be a really devastating thing. And, Scott, I am not exaggerating when I tell you that for Ukraine to lose the war to Russia and Russia advance further into Europe, further to, you know, into the Baltic states as well as the rest of Europe, we would be enthralled in a war like that, not to the tune of billions, but to the tune of maybe $1 trillion or more dollars. I mean, we are talking about early intervention before it becomes a massive intervention. So, I think we overfund to some degree Ukraine beyond the military side of it. We've put some pretty good parameters and guidelines, which have gotten better with each iteration. But even at that, this bill was too awful for me to vote for. And there, like I said, there were a lot of good things in the bill for, you know, that I could be proud to support if they weren't part of something that I can't support. So, I hear everything he's saying, and I don't disagree with it necessarily, other than, obviously he hates me, but I do think a closer view of the entire bill, and at least you find some things to be pleased by.
Let's go to David next for Senator Kevin Cramer. David, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Senator Cramer, prior to the spending madness that happened as a result of COVID, I remember fiscal year 2019, the federal government spent a total of like $3.4 trillion. Now you guys have more than doubled it. Can you commit to us today on the radio here that you've got a number in mind that we should get back to, you know, less than $4 trillion, you know, keep going lower? Or are you guys just content to keep spending wildly?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. As you may have noticed, even President Biden has taken credit for cutting the deficit by, you know, what, something like $1.5 trillion. And what that is that's the natural thing that happens when you have a situation where, remember, under President Trump, we spent something like, I don't remember the exact number when it was all said and done, but $4 or $5 trillion, all of it borrowed during the COVID, you know, pandemic and trying to keep the economy afloat and keep people at least on payrolls rather than on you know, the unemployment rolls. And so then on top of that, Democrats have come in, and just in this term of Congress alone, since Joe Biden's been president, they've added, you know, $2.5 trillion or more to that deficit and to the spending when it was completely unnecessary, when the alarm bells were already going off, that obviously inflation was, not only was inflation heading toward us, but the economy was in a very robust growth period under the previous president. And, of course, the foundation had been laid under the previous president, President Trump. And so we warned about this. Not a single Republican voted for any of those appropriations bills. So now those are some of those are, well, none of them are permanent. That's the point. None of them are permanent. So you're going to see those drop off. But to your fundamental point, we need to get back to balance. That's my goal. That's the number, is balance. And to do that, it's not even the discretionary side that's going to be the problem, because we already have a lot of revenue coming into the federal government through taxes and a robust economy. The bigger problem on the spending side is on the mandatory side. And we do have some movement, some interest in dealing with the mandatory side, because as you guys know, you've heard me say it many times, even though almost no Republican talks about it, the driver of the debt and deficit is the mandatory side. And we're only a few years away from Medicare being insolvent, which means that it will require 25% cuts in the program, and Social Security is right behind, and that will be insolvent, and we've not been dealing with it as often as I've called for it. We just, politically, it becomes untenable for so many people. But there are a couple of groups of people that are working in a bipartisan fashion on some ways to deal with particularly Social Security. And if we don't get it done, we have to do it. We have to try it. We have to talk about it, even if it's to our own peril politically. We have to deal with it. Otherwise, it's gonna be even worse. But no, my number is balance budget.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that. Jim is next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jim. What's your question?
I just wondering, I heard that the Ukrainians are persecuting Christians over there. Is that the same? Does Russia do the same thing to the Christian people?
Well, first of all, Ukraine is a Christian nation. I've been there. It's very Christian. In fact, a lot of my friends in Parliament are very active in the National Prayer Breakfast movement. I've been asked to speak at one of their National Prayer Breakfasts just quite recently. We work very closely with the Christian, not just the Christian church, but the actual Christian Congress and leadership. In fact, Zelensky, who, as you know, is Jewish, but even his expressions, while he used to be this may seem unfair to some people to pass this judgment, but he's a pretty famous human being, to say the least. But being a somewhat secular a member of the Jewish faith, he's really become much more religious in his expression. And by the way, war will do that. So I've never heard that's happening in Ukraine.
Texter says, Russia is a paper tiger. What would you say to that?
Oh, wow. Well, we've certainly learned they're not as tough as they, as we've given them credit for in the past. But never, never, never forget, they are a nuclear superpower. They have over 2,000 small nuclear weapons that are not subject to the, the treaties. And madmen, and that have supply of nuclear weapons are to be feared. People may not know this or may not recall, but one of the reasons the border of Ukraine is the border of Ukraine, the very border they're fighting for right now, is because Russia agreed, along with the United States, United Kingdom, and Ukraine, and signed the Budapest Memorandum, that this would be the new border of Ukraine forever. And in exchange, Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons. So the proliferation of nuclear weapons in Europe is largely due to the fact that Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons. Russia, of course, did not, and now they use them to saber rattle and threaten the world and the country. So they're still a top three or four superpower. They're not China. China is still a greater threat in many respects, even as far away as they are, because they use a lot of other tools as well as a growing military to threaten the security of the world. Their Belt and Road Initiative. Financial extortion, financing extortion, as we're very familiar with, spying. So we have some big threats in the world, and that southern border that Todd was talking about is equally, if not a greater threat, not just because there's a lot of illegal immigrants coming across, but because it's an open path for other bad actors, whether they be terrorists, minor leaguers, or major leaguers. It's and not to mention fentanyl and human trafficking.
Listener Chad says, please ask Senator Kramer why he didn't vote against the omnibus bill. He didn't even vote.
Yeah, the reason I didn't was, I did vote against the first bill, the first motion to proceed to the measure, and that's the most fundamental of all the votes. But with the storm bearing down on the Midwest and on Washington, D.C., and my son having surgery at the Mayo Clinic, or at the hospital at the Mayo Clinic, scheduled for yesterday. I have to think back about my days. I had two nights now where I haven't been in the bed. After that vote and after a classified briefing, I jumped on the airplane to try to get here before the storm kept me from getting here. The storm did keep me from getting here, at least from Minneapolis for another night. But I just felt it a higher priority to be here with my son for this surgery and realizing that the storm was probably going to keep that from happening and the vote. Keep that from happening. I set that as a higher priority. That said, people should know, of course, this is a 60-vote threshold. It takes 60 votes to pass it. I was never going to be one of those 60 votes. So, a vote no or not voting is the same thing when you're talking about a 60-vote threshold or 60-vote margin. There are some things that are a majority of those voting. This is not one of those.
Makes sense. John and Grand Forks, question for Senator Kramer. Quickly, please.
Hi, Senator Kramer, Hi, Spencer. Thanks for your good work. Say, we made Europe pay up for all their war expenses with Trump. Now it seems like we're picking them up again when we're getting into this war. Why don't they push in some money themselves?
Yeah,
that's
boy,
the first question.
Yeah, that's a good question. So this is a point where we have used our leverage. Quite a bit of leverage, actually, pretty effectively to get Europe more up to speed. And several countries have gotten to that 2% or have committed to getting to that 2% that President Trump was insisting on in terms of their own funding. But Europe has been quite generous with Ukraine, with a few exceptions. But the United Kingdom, of course, has led that charge, and Germany's been very active. Because they all feel that threat now. In fact, and you might have seen that.
Hold that thought, if you would, Senator Kramer, as we're up against a break here. And, John, we'll get your second question when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's a part of the show where I make you hungry, so if you're out there doing errands and need a little comfort food, my friends at PetroServe USA will take good care of you. They have the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99 today. Salisbury Steak on the 45th Street location. Yulin has meatballs, cheeseburger mac, and Glendon lasagna at NP Avenue. Lasagna and garlic toast, West Main Avenue. Southern Chicken Bowl, also West Main Avenue. Pulled pork over mac and cheese in Harwood. And fish and fries or stuffed cabbage in the Valley City. John in Grand Forks was asking a question. I think you were finishing your answer, Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I already forgot what we were talking about. Sorry about that.
You had a second question, though, John, didn't you?
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got a lot of questions. But, you know, the funny thing is we left Afghanistan. We left that all that equipment there.
Yeah, right.
Remember all that?
Right. Sure. Oh, boy, do I.
It's only about 2,000 miles to Poland. We could have shipped all that stuff to Poland. It would have put Russia in check.
Right.
But our masterminds in the Defense Department didn't even bring that up.
Yeah. No, it certainly would help. That's been brought up a fair bit after the fact, obviously. Of course, at the time, it was appalling to all of us and to a lot of us. It's because not only is that valuable stuff, but it also is left there for the bad guys to study and research and, you know, reverse engineer and all that. Now, what we've learned since then is that a lot of that technology and stuff had been removed. In fact, one of the things that really torqued the Taliban was that our helicopters couldn't be flown. But all of that said, even if it's just steel, it's more valuable than nothing. And some of that stuff, particularly, say, take Humvees as an example. And I don't know how many tanks there were, but they were largely vehicle things. They'd be very, very useful, obviously, in Ukraine. At the same time, you guys, we've really exposed another problem, and that is that we are not prepared. Our industrial complex, our defense contractors and whatnot, are not well prepared to ramp up quickly. And, of course, when we do annual appropriations and annual defense authorizations, it really becomes difficult for them because they don't have the certainty whether it's building a ship or 10 ships or whatever the what might be necessary, or fighter jets or bombers or munitions. And so we, of course, had to put a high focus on that, and that did happen in the Defense Authorization Act. But one of the things that I got in the Defense Authorization Act that's now law, I guess the president signed it today or is going to, was some consideration for utilizing some authority relating to the defense industry and inflation and how to deal with inflation without having to get a new appropriations every time. Yeah, just some of those sort of business things that allow them to be a little better prepared and responsive to the needs on the ground. So I do think we're certainly going in the right direction there, but I'm not sure that we'll catch up to China in terms of efficiency, because it's amazing how much more efficient totalitarianism is, and we certainly don't want to go there. But
thank you, John.
You raise a good point, John. Wasted opportunities with the stuff left in Afghanistan, for sure.
President Biden has given a Christmas unity speech. Here's a part of it here.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another. I hope this Christmas season marks a fresh start for our nation, because there's so much that unites us as Americans, so much more that unites us than divides us. We're truly blessed to live in this nation, and I truly hope we take the time to look out for one another, not at one, for one another. So many people struggle at Christmas.
He said earlier, you know, Republicans and Democrats got to get beyond these petty, poisonous partisan politics, and you heard a chunk of it there. But do you agree? Is that possible?
Well, first of all, I agree with his sentiment that he just expressed in that clip. I would completely agree with it. But it also starts with him. It has to start with him. You can't jam $4 trillion of pet project appropriations straight party line vote. And I want to stress that for all the people who have lots of reasons to be angry, just remember, $4 trillion without a single Republican vote. In fact, we stayed up all night a couple nights to offer up amendments and try to change all of that. But they did that because they needed to do something in the Senate that they could do without needing 60 votes. So it starts right there. It starts right there with him. They locked Republicans out of a lot of this. And then they jammed this issue where I hope people understand that the binary choice is not as easy as you might think when you dig into the details of things. That said, I was prepared to spend, you know, right through to January 3rd. By the way, also, just so folks know, both Senator Hogan and I, not only did we oppose the omnibus, and we opposed last year's omnibus, we opposed all the continuing resolutions. The one continuing resolution, that is the extension of current funding at the current level, the one that he and I both supported was the one last week that would have extended the funding for 6 weeks so that it would have gotten into the new year in the new Congress. Obviously, pretty certain that wasn't going to prevail, but we tried. It was Senator Mike Lee's amendment, and we just came up short.
We have very little time left, so I don't think it's worth trying to squeeze in yet another question here from the listeners, but we do have enough time to wish you a Merry Christmas, and of course, certainly being at Mayo Clinic and having your son Abel at recovering from surgery makes this a challenging Christmas for the Kramer clan, but we wish you the best and appreciate all the good time you've had interacting with our audience here on the program throughout the past year, and look forward to next year.
Well, Scott, same to you and all of your listeners. And I feel blessed. Abel feels blessed. We all do this Christmas season. But I also, you know, just know that what's gone on the last month or two in Congress, hopefully, you know, we can start fresh in the new year.
No kidding. Amen, amen, amen. I say to you, gotta go. Merry Christmas.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.